end up getting paired with moving forward, because this is just a really loaded tournament from top to bottom.
Yeah, absolutely. And when the coaching staff puts these kind of trips together, it's all about trying to get better, trying to find out what kind of team you've got, to try to find out how you're going to handle different styles. And you get it all in a three-day period. So you'll know a lot more about this team when they get home next week, as they did a year ago when they played so well in Vegas when they weren't expected to do anything. They came back with a lot of confidence and really felt like they could beat people.
All right, we'll talk some basketball. I want to know how you managed the last 24 hours or so, though, here at the resort.
I have basically been sitting reading.
Really?
Yeah, I have not been outside very much. The family have been out having a great time. I've been trying to figure out something intelligent to say, which there'll be a 50-50 chance that's going to happen. But this Dayton club is really a good team. The more I've watched them, the more they're getting all their guys back healthy. They are a very long, athletic, they're a kind of team and a program that they win 20-plus games every single year. People forget that back when the NCAA was canceled back in 20, when Wisconsin ran out the end and everybody thought we're going to have a great shot, Dayton was 29-2, and they'd have been the number one seed. That's what kind of program this is.
Should be a really fun matchup here between the Badgers and the Flyers. It is Kansas and NC State right now. Kansas with 77-68 lead and just 90 seconds remaining in the first game of this Bad Boy Mowers battle for Atlantis. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
And when we return to the Bahamas, we're going to check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place, you know, that spot that only you know about, and instead of what you came for, you found something a little different? What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 46. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, lows dip down to about 29. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, highs around 42. Mainly sunny skies and calm Friday with daytime highs approaching 38. 46 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 46.
Back with you on the Fetch Rewards pregame show. We are chatting with Badgers head coach Greg Gard before game one here in the Bahamas. And, of course, a big challenge here today. Dayton's a very good team coming in, coach.
Yeah, they are. You know, an experienced team that was on the doorstep of the NCAA tournament last year and returned everybody from that team. So you can tell just watching them on a film that they're experienced. Obviously, their size, their athleticism, really good post player inside in Deron Holmes. So it's going to be a great test for us, which is why you come to these type of events. This is maybe as loaded as a MTE event as we have been in a long, long time, so from top to bottom. So it's a great challenge here for late November.
What kind of an advantage is coming to a tournament like this? I mean, you get to balance work and play a little bit, which is something that I think is a good experience for the players. But also, you're playing back-to-back-to-back days, which kind of simulates what tournament experience is going to be like at the end of the year, too.
It does, you know, and I think the level of competition that we're going to see here in 3 days, regardless of how this turns out, will help prepare us for what's coming down the road with Big Ten play and obviously more non-conference games to follow after we get back to Madison next week. But I think just you're right in terms of balancing it, the everyday preparation, game after game after game, but it also the strength of the schedule. You know, I think that you look at how it can impact you in a positive way going forward. We get to March, and if we're in a position where we have a chance at postseason play, being in events like this with this type of competition definitely helps your strength of schedule.
You've had really good success in tournaments like this in the past. What's been the key to that? Is it kind of go all the way back to recruiting and identifying the right kind of kids that can come down here and treat it like a business trip, but also get something out of it too?
Yeah, and I think you keep an everyday approach. You know, we don't approach it any different in our preparation or scouting reports, or I won't do any different in a pregame talk than what I've done in the, you know, previous 6 years. So just again, the game doesn't change, the locations change, the venues change, the opponents change, but how we need to approach it, how we need to play, stays the same.
Been a while since you've been on the floor in a competitive atmosphere. It's been over a week, which is probably not something you love, so I'm sure you're anxious to get these guys back out there.
Yeah, we need to play. I mean, I got asked that yesterday in a press conference about, you know, is it better to have more preparation time or be playing this time of year? I think we need to play. You know, just there's so much that I have to learn about this team yet, and they have to learn about each other, and we've got so much growth that has to happen that can only happen really if we get into some game experiences and really get challenged and tested in a lot of ways, which we will today. So you know, if I had my druthers, I'd rather be playing, would have played in between, but just with how our schedule lays out, you know, it is what it is, so we make the most of it and get ready for today.
We got more coming up with Coach after this as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like number 1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number 1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Back here from the Bahamas as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Badgers and Flyers getting set for game one of this Bad Boy Mowers battle for Atlantis. And we mentioned that this is a really good Dayton team. They won 24 games a year ago, ended up in the NIT, but they're the preseason pick in the A-10. You mentioned Deron Holmes, but they really go 7-8 deep with this team.
They do. You know, you got Malachi Smith, who's now back, just played Saturday against Robert Morris. So, you know, an experienced point guard. They were able to cover up for him pretty well and had other guys step up. But they are. You mentioned Deron, but the other guys across the board really complement him well. You know, they play fast when they need to. They can play in the half court. They change defenses. They run and jump you a little bit. So it's going to be, in terms of our decision making, it's going to be the best test we've had all year, you know, no doubt. But I think just from an experience standpoint, an athleticism standpoint from an opponent, it's what we need for this type of year, to be honest with you. So I'm looking forward to seeing our guys respond and how we can learn from each possession.
Looking back at last year's numbers and what they've done so far this year, it looks like a really good defensive team.
It is, you know, and part of that's mixing it up. They turn people over a little bit, and they do play a little bit of zone. They've been effective with it at times, specifically leaving Holmes at the rim to block shots. So, you know, we're going to have to make good decisions. We're going to have to get the ball in high percentage areas and make decisions from there, whether we finish around the rim or kick to open shooters. But I think the main thing is we have to stay within ourselves. And I mentioned about how locations change, venues change, opponents change. We got to make sure that we don't get out of character in order to have success today.
You mentioned earlier that there's things about this team you need to learn yourself. And you've gone deep on your bench in the first three games.
Yeah, we have. And some of it's been intentionally. Most of it has been trying to still figure out who's ready for this and who needs more, more experience, more time, more development, and given a chance to give everybody an opportunity to show, like I said, who's ready for this. And because the season is so long, specifically, you look at this, three games in 3 days. We don't look at it the whole at once, but we're going to have to play a lot of guys to go through these 3 days. And I think having that as you go over the course of a season, some depth developed, and that's the challenge I laid out to the guys a couple days ago. It was like, hey, you depth is a good thing, but you have to earn the right to me to play some depth. So I'm not going to play guys just to play guys. You got to show up and earn it. And I know they accepted that challenge and practiced really well yesterday, and they're excited to play because they understand how good Dayton is. They know how good this tournament is. So it's a chance for us to show what we have.
How much does your core of Chucky and Steven and Tyler help you with all of these types of things? Because they've kind of been there and done that.
They have. You know, I'm watching some of the Maui event last night, and we were there, albeit in Vegas last year, and won it. So, and those guys started every game there. So that experience, I think, helps. I think the experience that Max Klesmet brings, coming even as a transfer from Wofford, he's been in different events and those type of things. So anytime you can get those experiences and take advantage of them, it helps. This is great for our younger guys, too, that haven't been in these environments, that they'll grow from it. And just got to make sure we, our three older guys, or three lead guys, so to speak, set the tone with how we need to be, and everybody else do their part.
All right, Coach, good luck today.
All right, thank you.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard with us here on the Fetch Rewards pregame show. We've got more coming up, including the Big Ten Report presented by Exact Sciences. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Insulin, penicillin, the heart transplant. All of these medical breakthroughs were thanks to research. Research made possible with the help of volunteers. That's where you come in. The All of Us Research Program is asking for people from across the U.S. to share their unique health information. Because the more data researchers have, the faster they can find the next health breakthrough. But there can be no breakthroughs without research, and there's no research without you. Learn more at joinallofus.org/WBA, sponsored by All of Us Wisconsin.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Back with you on our Fetch Rewards pregame show here from Atlantis here in the Bahamas. Let's check out the Big Ten Report. It's presented by Exact Sciences, Texas Tech, and Ohio State down in Maui in the Maui Invitational. They will play later on today. Ohio State 4-1. Of course, they dropped a game in that Maui Invitational, the championship between Creighton and Arizona down in Maui. Little Rock is at Indiana later tonight at Assembly Hall in Bloomington. In the Hard Rock Hotel Classic down in Cancun, Northwestern will take on number 13 ranked Auburn. Jackson State is at Michigan later today. And Minnesota is at UNLV in another preseason tournament as well. So not at UNLV, but on a neutral site for Minnesota and UNLV. What have you been your early thoughts on the Big Ten so far, Andy?
I don't think there's one team that's really dominant. You might look at Indiana possibly because their big guy is just so dominant inside.
Yeah.
But I think the league overall is going to be pretty balanced. It's going to be one of those years where, you know, with 2 weeks to go, there might be five or six teams very much like last year. You know, the Big Ten lost some big-time players last year, but that doesn't mean there's still not a really, really lot of talent. And I think as the league goes on, it's just going to be a night out, night in, just brutal.
Yeah.
You know, if you can survive this year and win 15 out of 20 games in the league, shoot, that might have a chance to win the whole thing. You never know. So it's going to be night after night. Going to have to battle like crazy.
Yeah, like so many years, the strength of the league may be the depth of the league. It could be 7, 8, 9 strong before it's all said and done.
Well, I think that's the thing that's so hard is that you start looking forward to adding UCLA and USC. And, yeah. You know, you could have 12, 13 teams make the tournament, that kind of thing. So it's going to be really exciting. The next couple of years are going to be interesting to see how the leaders of the league decide how to get this thing all put together. But all in all, this is going to be a great season. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think so much of it is that, you know, what teams do you play one time versus two? Or who do you get at home versus the one game you have to play in the road? So, and as crazy it is, these first two Big Ten games in December are so important. Yeah. If you get off to a 2-2 even start and then have 3 weeks before your next one, that's a pretty nice place to be.
It's going to be a really interesting conference, no question about that. Here in this tournament, Kansas does win game one over NC State, 80-74, the final. So Kansas moves on in the winner's bracket. You win this one here this afternoon, and the Badgers get the Jayhawks. If you fall short against Dayton, then you get NC State. That's the simple part of the equation here in this tournament. We've got plenty more coming your way. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation when we return after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Put a little love in your heart. It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
The holiday shopping season is in full swing, and we've got you covered with lots of gift ideas at your local Bumper to Bumper auto parts store. Find all you need for your car or truck, plus lots of other neat ideas for the whole family. All in stock, all specially priced for the holidays. And if you have someone on your list that's just too hard to buy for, then stop in and buy a Bumper to Bumper gift card. It can be the perfect gift. Happy holidays from us to you, and thank you for shopping at your local Bumper to Bumper auto parts store.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Back with you courtside here from the Battle for Atlantis, Paradise Island, Bahamas, as the Badgers and the Dayton Flyers getting set for their first game of this tournament. Winner gets the Kansas Jayhawks tomorrow. The loser will take on NC State. It's time to take a look at our starting lineups. They are presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. For Dayton, they come in at 3-1. They are coached by Anthony Grant in his sixth season at the helm of his alma mater. He's been around for a long time, 15 overall seasons as a head coach, VCU, Alabama. 298 career wins for Anthony Grant. He's got 105 as the head man of the Flyers. They will start three guards. Kobe Elvis will be one of those guards, 6'2", 170-pound sophomore out of Ontario. He's a transfer out of DePaul. Alongside him is 6'6", R.J. Blakeney out of Maryland. And Malachi Smith, who was not available earlier in the season, he was back in their last game, and he's one of the key parts to this team. Malachi Smith, the sophomore who was preseason all A-10 defensive team, second team preseason all A-10, and team co-MVP as a freshman a season ago. He is one of the other guards. At the forward position, Deron Holmes is one of the special players in the Atlantic 10. First team preseason all A-10. He was the all-10 defensive player of the year last year. Another one of those tri-MVPs for the Flyers a season ago. He's just a sophomore. He's 6'10". And Tamani Kamara, big-time defensive player and a big-time player on the boards as well at 6'8", 220. He is a junior, and he is the team captain. He rounds out the starting five for the Flyers. For the Badgers, they come in at 3-0 on the year. Of course, coached by Greg Gard in his eighth season at the helm. They will start like this at the guard spots. Of course, Chucky Hepburn will run the point. The sophomore out of Bellevue West High School in Omaha, Nebraska. He'll be joined in the backcourt by Jordan Davis, the 6'4 junior out of La Crosse, and Max Klesmith, the transfer from Wofford, originally out of Neenah, and living out his dream being a Badger. You heard from him earlier in the pregame show, 6'3", 200-pound junior guard. In the front court, it is the two bigs for the Badgers, 6'9", senior Tyler Wall out of Lakeville, Minnesota, averaging 14.7 points per game and 8 rebounds a contest. And then the 7-footer, Stephen Crowell, in the middle, out of Minnesota, the junior forward who has played very well early on this year, and he's going to be a big part of the success of this Badger team as the season goes along. So there's your starting five for both of these teams. The Flyers are on the floor. Badgers yet to emerge from the locker room, but they will soon as we're getting closer and closer to tip here in game two of the Battle for Atlantis, game one for both of these two teams. When we continue, we're going to give you the Nissan keys to the game. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Thanksgiving will be here soon, and I can't wait to spend the day with family and friends just catching up, playing games, and settling in for a big turkey dinner. This may sound weird, but my favorite part of a big turkey dinner is the gravy. I pour it on my turkey, potatoes, stuffing, and there's always plenty of Village Heart dinner rolls to help soak up every drop. And whether you prefer classic white or wheat, 12-grain or sweet Hawaiian, a basket of warm Village Heart dinner rolls is the natural choice for Thanksgiving dinner.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Back with you from the Battle for Atlantis, Paradise Island here in the Bahamas with Andy North, Lane Brindle. It's time now for our Nissan Keys to the Game.
Well, we can talk about 20 keys to this game. I mean, it's about blocking out. It's about not turning the ball over. But I think the key two things, their two big guys, Kamara and Holmes, are absolute studs. They are rebounding machines. They average about 20 a game between the two of them. Who will win that battle between Wall and Kroll and their two big guys? And also, UW's been unbelievably good against the three-point shot so far this year. They're 5 out of 45, I believe, they've given up, which is ridiculous. That won't continue. But this is a team that can really shoot the ball in Dayton. They have not shot it very well yet this year. They're about 30%. Almost every one of their guys are shooting 10% less than they did a year ago. We do not need them to have a game where they start making shots.
Well, here is the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers and treating you. Jacoby Neath not in uniform here today, but he's considered day-to-day. There's a chance he could maybe suit up before this tournament is all said and done. We are back with the opening tip-off presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. It's just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's four generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH. Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the lane, to the rim, slam dunk!
Works to the free throw line and a layup. And traffic got it, caught it, and a foul.
Down the lane, drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
Goes left side.
Picked up ball. It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaFay.
And we welcome you to the Bahamas for the Battle for Atlantis. It's not Mike Lucas and Matt LaFay. It is Andy North and Lane Grindle, and we're not upset about that. It's a great assignment to be here in the Bahamas for this great tournament. Badgers and the Flyers, and we're just moments away from getting this one underway.
85 here, 25 Madison. I think we got a good end of this deal.
We win. We win that much, we know. This should be a great matchup. Dayton, a very good team. 24 wins a season ago. They just missed the NCAA tournament. Basically, that entire team is back, and they're getting healthier, too. They haven't had their full complement of their team through the first three games of the year.
This is really a young team. They're starting four sophomores and a junior. Some of them have transferred, and some have had red shirts and stuff. But the fact is, these guys have still started a bunch of games. They've all started 35-plus games in their careers. So it's a young team, but it's got a lot of experience, and they've got a lot of talent. And they're going to probably pressure. They like to get up and down a little bit, and they'll be very, very super aggressive.
They have two or three guys on this team that were all A-10 defensive players a season ago. So a very good team that's going to get after you. They're going to be physical. And this should be a really fun one here this afternoon as we are ready to get this one underway. Stephen Crowell will do the honors of the tip here for the Badgers in their red tops and red shorts. Dayton in their all whites. Badgers will be going left to right as we see it from our broadcast position here in Atlantis. Ball is up and Deron Holmes will control it for Dayton. And Malachi Smith will skip across half court with the basketball. Holmes comes up and takes it from him, top of the key, back to Smith, defended by Hepburn. Now they move it around, Kamara. Now Blakeney with the basketball on the left side. Down on that low block, Holmes. Turnaround jumper, in and out, no good. Rebound cleared for the Badgers by Davis. Good defensive stop early on for the Badgers. And now Crowell, entry pass inside to Klesmith. Falling away, does not draw any iron from the right baseline. Here comes Dayton the other way. Smith in the paint, kicks it out to Blakeney, puts it on the floor. Left block, loses the basketball. Chucky Hepburn comes away with it for the Badgers.
Wall, great job of getting over, putting a body on him underneath the bucket.
No score here. Chucky working on the defender and now moves it around on the right wing. This is Klesmith with it, trying to get it into Crowell. Back to the basket. Cutting is Davis off the glass for two.
Beautiful cut by Jordan Davis, and that's really the key to his game. Back cuts, tough defense. We've seen him do that constantly this year.
Early 2-0 advantage for the Badgers. 18:45 remaining, and now a whistle away from the basketball as Malachi Smith and Stephen Crowell get tied up. And Crowell's going to be whistled for the foul away from the basketball.
Yeah, Jeff Patricus made a really good point early on. Steven Krall has to stay out of foul trouble. It's really, really important. And Coach Gard already bringing in Carter Gilmore just to make sure he doesn't get two quick ones.
Gilmore checks in, the junior out of Heartland, the Arrowhead High School product. He's had some big minutes early on for the Badgers.
And he give him an awful lot of credit. He's really bought in to be an undersized 4 and 5 this year. He's gained some weight. He's really worked hard. He's got a lot of confidence in what he's doing.
Smith lobs it into Holmes. They move it around. Kamara now a whistle away from the basketball. This one goes against the Flyers. And the Badgers get the ball back.
One of the emphases this year is that screen that they run on the wide side of the floor. As the player spins into the defensive player, they're going to start calling that one. David and Dayton with a little bit of pressure early on.
Foul is whistled on Holmes. 2-0 Badgers. And as Andy told you, pressure here from Dayton. Wall will bring it up across half court for the Badgers. Now Jordan Davis driving against Blakeney. Little floater, no good. Tipped around, and Holmes comes away with it for the Flyers. They want to run. Smith in transition. Leaves it for Kamara, trying to finish at the glass. And a charge is called against Kamara.
Yeah, Tyler Wall got down there, really busted his butt getting down the court. Got set underneath the basket, and Kamara ran him over.
So a couple of quick whistles against the Flyers here. 2-0 Wisconsin, 18-19 remaining first half. And now checking into the game for Dayton is Mustafa Amsia.
6'9", can play the wing or the big.
Badgers break the pressure. All alone underneath is Gilmore. Bobbled the basketball for a moment. Turnaround jumper is left short. And it was Amsil who came down to the rebound, and he and Gilmore fighting for it. And a whistle comes in here. It's going to be a foul whistled against Gilmore.
And Carter did a great job of getting a back cut wide open. Unfortunately fumbled it, and that gave the defense the chance to get settled in.
Low scoring one early. That's not a surprise. These are two great defensive teams. It's a 2-0 Badgers lead, 18:04 remaining first half. Malachi Smith brings it across half court for the Flyers. Amsil telling everybody to clear out. They work it back around over to Smith on the left wing, defended by Hepburn. Now here's Kobe Elvis with the basketball, touching it for the first time. Amsil, left wing, Blakeney, back top of the key to Holmes. They swing it over right wing. Smith, defended by Hepburn, picks up his dribble. Finds Elvis, 2 to shoot on the shot clock. Long three is off the front of the rim, no good. Elvis follows his shot, gets the rebound from the right block. The putback, no good. Amsil gets the rebound. That bounces off the rim, no good.
And bodies all over the place.
Plesmet for the rebound for the Badgers, and now here comes Hepburn the other way. Slowing it down. Davis with it top of the circle. Wall flashes high, takes the basketball. Now Gilmore back to the basket. Defended by Holmes. Hepburn comes off a screen, takes the basketball. Works it over right side to Wall. Gilmore, right wing three. That's in and out, no good. And Amsil clears the rebound for the Flyers. 2-0 Badgers, 16:57 remaining first half. Amsil nearly had it taken away by Hepburn at the top of the key. Now they'll feed it to Malachi Smith on the left side. Flashing at the high post is Holmes. Puts it on the floor, baseline, underneath the basket. A little too far. No, he's able to find enough room to get it up and off the glass for two.
Did a nice job of backing Carter all the way underneath the basket and was able to get it backside.
2-2 ball game. Badgers in the front court. Hepburn with it. Now finds Gilmore at the top of the circle. Left side, Wall. Puts it on the floor. Working against Amsil. Jumps up in the paint. Off the glass, no good. Wall hits the floor. Here come the Flyers the other way. Amsil traveled. In transition, they left it for him on the left wing, and he took the extra step.
Had a 5-on-4 because Tyler was on the floor at the other end. He traveled.
So a 2-2 ball game, 16:13 remaining, first half. Just getting underway here at the Battle for Atlantis. Connor Asijan has checked into the game for the Badgers. So Crowell and Plesmet still on the bench here for Wisconsin, working against this pressure. Davis comes in and takes the basketball for Wisconsin. Hepburn with it now. Finds a Seijan, flashes high. Down on the right block, Wall tried to reverse lay-in. Knocked away by Amsil. And now here comes Dayton in transition. Elvis for three. In and out, no good.
It's a good-looking shot that somehow didn't go in. And he is a gunner.
Wall on the left wing with the basketball. Amsil defending him. Asija now on the left wing. Now here's Hepburn, top of the circle, working against Malachi Smith. Driving, nearly lost the basketball. Found Asija in the corner, but he traveled before he put the ball on the floor. So a turnover against the Badgers, and we've reached our first media timeout of the first half. A low-scoring one here in the battle for Atlantis, but again, not a total surprise. 2-2, 15:32 remaining in the first half. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Finish up that bathroom makeover during Menards Last 11% off in 2022. Add the finishing touch to your bathroom project with towel bars, toilet paper holders, robe hooks, and towel rings from Delta. Choose from our entire selection of bath hardware collections. It's your last chance to save 11% on all Delta bath accessories. Good in-store through November 23rd. Savings are mail and rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Fly your team flag.
Down he goes, another sack.
Cue up, jump around, and rep your Cardinal and white Bucky gear.
He's gone all the way.
It's Badger football.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Let's go.
Six more on the board for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Join us Saturday. It's the regular season finale against the rival Gophers. Our coverage begins at 12:30.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Well, today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. A 2-2 ball game. 15:32 remaining first half here in the battle for Atlantis. Badgers and the Flyers of Dayton in game one of what'll be three games for both of these teams here in the Bahamas over the course of the next 3 days. Dayton basketball as we come out of the break. And Malachi Smith to walk it up the floor for the Flyers. Get it into the front court. Amsil gives to Kamara. Smith driving, leaves it for Kamara, who finishes it on the lob. And the Flyers take a 4-2 lead.
Yeah, they're going to try to lob the ball a lot. So much of it, you need to put pressure on the passer.
Chucky Hepburn with the basketball in the front court for the Badgers. 4-2 Dayton. Hepburn trying to feed it into Crowell, who's back into the contest. Back out to Hepburn. Right wing three, no good. Rebound goes to Elvis. Hands it off to Smith. He wants to run in transition. Slicing through some defenders. They work it over to Shadov Johns in the corner for three, no good. And rebound to Jordan Davis, and he is nailed with an elbow coming down. I believe that was Amsil who got him. And so a whistle, and Badgers will have the basketball underneath. It is on Amsil, his first. Well, he caught him pretty good right in the face with that elbow. He didn't mean to do it, but he still caught him all the same. So Badgers will inbound it underneath.
It doesn't hurt any less just because he didn't
mean to do it. Tell that to Jordan Davis. Tyler Wall with the basketball. Now a Asija with it. Top of the key, Crowell with his back to the basket, looking for a cutting Gilmore. Unable to get it to him. Back out to Wall. Now Crowell, top of the key. 10 to shoot on the shot clock. Hepburn in the paint. Little floater. Too strong. Elvis comes down to the board for the Flyers. They want to run in transition. They'll leave it for Amseel. Right wing three, and it's good. Amseel buries it at 7-2 Dayton.
All these guys can really shoot it. They just haven't been shooting at the percentage that they did a year ago.
And the Badgers dealing with that full court pressure from Dayton here. Seijin will work it against Shabam Johns and get it across half court. Gilmore with it now. On the left wing, top of the key, Crowell. Hands it off to Asijin for three. Asijin knocks it down from the right of the circle, 7-5.
He is never going to be bashful.
You can just tell the confidence oozing with Connor Asijin.
Such a great shooter.
And now a charge as a foul whistled away from the basketball. And that is going to go against Wokeji, who just came into the game for Dayton.
And that's exactly what Coach Gard loves out of Asijin. He came with not a lot of defensive knowledge. He's really worked hard to do something on this end positive. We know he can make shots. Can he do it down here? And he's starting to get a lot better.
Andy, Coach Gard said this week that Asijin's even kind of surpassed what their expectations of him were. That's always a great recruiting story when that happens. Makes a nice pass here to Klesmet. Klesmet pulls up for a three. That's off the side of the rim. No good.
Probably a little quicker shot than Coach Gard would have loved, but it was wide open. It's hard to turn those down.
Shot of Johns. With the basketball on the left side, defended by Gilmore. Now finds Elvis driving inside the free throw line. Leaves it with a little floater, and it drops. 9-5, Dayton with a four-point advantage, 13:02 remaining in the first half. Klesmet working it across half court up to Gilmore. Again against that Dayton pressure. Asijin comes off the screen, driving in the paint. Little floater is good. Connor Asijin off the bench with five early points for the Badgers. 9-7 Dayton.
He had a nice gap to the rim and ended up pulling up from about 10 feet. Every shot he takes, he feels like it's a layup.
Shot of Johns. Gives to Kamara. Now Elvis with it. 15 to shoot on the shot clock. He'll pull up for three from the top of the key. No good. Good rebound by Gilmore. And now here's Wall in transition. Crosses over. Driving in the paint. A charge called against Wall. As stepping in front of him was Wokeji. So he was called for a charge on one end. Then he draws the charge on the other end. First personal foul on Wall. 12:21 remaining first half. It's a 9-7 Dayton lead. This has been a little bit what we thought it would be. Pretty physical.
It's going to be a fist fight. Who can get some rebounds? Maybe some offensive rebounds, some putbacks.
Malachi Smith brings it across half court for Dayton. Now finds Amseel coming off a screen. At the free throw line, kicks it out. Shadam Johns for three from the right wing. No good. Last touch by the Badgers. Tyler Wall didn't agree with the call, but it's going to stay with Dayton.
I will agree with Tyler. It hit this guy's in the lower leg area to go out.
Smith to get it in, and he gets it into Wokeji. Now here's Kamara. Over on the right side, Malachi Smith. Driving baseline, floater, no good.
Stephen Crowell got a hand on the rebound that Jordan Davis ended up getting.
So here's Klesmet. Gives to Crowell, back to the basket, put it at the top of the circle. Now he puts it on the floor, working against Wokeji. Skip pass into the corner. Jordan Davis for three, no good. Did not draw iron, and Wokeji gets the rebound for Dayton. 9-7 Flyers, 11:31 remaining first half, and thrown away by Malachi Smith. Miscommunication between Smith and Wokeji, and it's a turnover on Dayton, and we've got a timeout on the floor. 9-7, Dayton leads it. The Olivus Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at olivus.wisconsin.edu. 9-7, Flyers with a two-point advantage, 11:28 remaining first half. We're back with more after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content features and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. It's a 9-7 Dayton lead. 11:28 remaining in the first half, and it's Badger basketball as we come out of the timeout. Working against that full court pressure, they get it into Davis, and now Hepburn will work it across half court. Up ahead to Davis, finds Tyler Wall, who backs it out on the left wing. Picks up his dribble, finds Hepburn now. He's going to set up the offense with 15 to shoot on the shot clock. Hepburn feeds Wall on the right side of the circle. Wall now is Siegen coming off the screen. Step back three. Connor is Siegen buried it. The freshman putting on a show in the first half. A little smirk from Asiege as he claps his hands defensively. Coming right back at him is Shavum Johns. And he loses it off the top of the rim. And Hepburn comes away with it for the Badgers behind the back. Hepburn to Crowell, popping out for a three. That one too strong. Knocked around. Last touch by Tyler Wall. And it'll go to Dayton. But how about the three from Connor Asiege? He's hit a pair of them here in this first half.
Well, if he gets the ball in his hands and he's got any chance of getting it off, it's gone.
8 early points for Asiege. It's a 10-9 Wisconsin lead, 10:37 remaining in the first half. Malachi Smith with him in the front court for the Flyers. Gives to Deron Holmes. Works it around to Smith in the corner. Now dribbles over left elbow into the paint. And he will get it to fall as he gets it over the top of Wall and through the cylinder. And now coming up in pressure is Blakeney to knock the ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Wisconsin. 11-10, Dayton with a 1-point advantage. Flyers having a little bit of success trying to penetrate and get in the lane.
They're doing a great job of that, and they do so many lobs that you're trying to, the big guy's got to stay with their big guy, so it lets, there's some room in there for the guards to get to. But with this Dayton press, it's going to be really important for Wisconsin to attack once they get the ball over half court, get Asiege in the corner by himself, and have him make about 6 or 7 of them today.
The season already has tied his career high in his young career with 8 points today. Hepburn driving, baseline underneath, and it's rejected out of bounds by Malachi Smith, but it'll stay with the Badgers. Smith flexing his muscles after he sends that one towards the stands behind the basket, but Wisconsin will have it out of bounds with 10 to shoot on the shot clock, and Hepburn to get it in. Siegen off the screen in the corner for 3, and he is fouled after the shot by Kobe Elvis. That ball hit the side of the backboard, but Connor Asiege just making things happen.
Well, he's got so much confidence. He does a great job of moving without the ball, and I think that's the key to every successful offensive player. You just don't go stand in the corner and expect to shoot it. He's running back, of course, the back line. He's running off of screens.
So Asiege will shoot 3 free throws here.
He is going to be a fan favorite before he leaves school.
He's been a spark plug today, no question about that. He knocks down the first one. He's 3 for 3 now on the season at the charity stripe, and now a new career high of 9 points, and that likely to climb as the afternoon goes along. Second free throw is good as well from a season.
You're surprised when he hits rim.
That's the thing about it, Andy, is that the makes are so pretty. That one buries the back of the iron and through, and it's 13-11, Badgers by two.
I mean, you start looking at the great three-point shooters Wisconsin's had, the Ben Bruss, the Brad Davisons. I think this young man's at a different level.
He's had 11 points now, 11 of Wisconsin's 13 in this game. Elvis with it on the right side for Dayton. Gives it to Kamara, trying to work against Wall. Falls down, loses the basketball. Hepburn comes away with it. In transition, they want to run. Esigen
from 30.
Deep three.
From 30.
Oh, in and out of the rim, no good. Tipped away by Crowell. And here comes Dayton the other way.
That would classify as a heat check right there.
Smith with the basketball now for the Flyers. To Kamara. Top of the key gives to Elvis. Back to Kamara. Right block extended. Shoots it back out to Malachi Smith. Seven to shoot on the shot clock. Kamara, deep three. That is no good. Rebound goes to Wall and leaves it to Hepburn. 13-11. Badgers by two. 8:58 remaining in the first half.
Kamara's the Dayton player you'd love to be firing the threes up there.
Hepburn finds Wall. He's open for three from the top of the key. That's off the back of the iron. Smith comes away with it for Dayton. Get it inside to Deron Holmes on the left block. Knocked away by Hepburn. It'll stay with Dayton.
Chucky doing a great job of sneaking in and tapping the ball out. Marcus Ilvers coming in for Tyler Wall.
So Ilver checks into the game. Klesmet back into the game as well. Esigen will come out of the contest, and he gets a high five from every member of that coaching staff and everybody else on the bench for the minutes he's given the Badgers so far in this contest here today. Flyers get it into Kamara, who gives it to Holmes on the right elbow. Now back out to Smith at the top of the circle. Elvis with it. Now Smith, deep three. That's left short, but he follows his shot, gets it back at the free throw line, and then kicks out to Elvis. They feed it to Holmes. Squares up on Crowell. Now in the corner, Blakeney open for three. That one off the back of the iron. And Hepburn fights for the rebound for Wisconsin. He'll bring it the other way. 8:08 remaining first half. Hepburn nearly has it taken away, and now it is taken away. Kamara with it. Up ahead to Smith. A foot race for the basketball, and Klesmet beats him to it and saves it back into Davis. What a hustle play by Max Klesmet. And a timeout on the floor. Badgers.
Big time play by Max. I mean, he had no chance to get in there and just outrace Smith. That's what Max brings to this team. Toughness, a lot of Josh Gosser, a lot of Showalter, Brad Davison, that type of guy on defense. He's on the floor.
Winning the 50-50 battle right there was Max Klesmet. 13-11, Badgers over Dayton, 7:55 remaining. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from As Goes Wisconsin, which is now a radio show. That's right, I'm taking the same fun and uncomplicated approach to talking about state and local news to the airwaves. Starting July 5th, me and my friends from all parts of the state and all different backgrounds will break down the Wisconsin headlines in a way that informs, entertains, and hopefully makes you laugh. Tune in to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 on 101 FM The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Highs level off around 48 this afternoon under sunny skies, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows around 29. High of 42 tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Mainly sunny skies and calm Friday with daytime highs approaching 38. 46 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. And Cleary Building Corp, we protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. It is a 13-11 Badger lead, 7:55 remaining in the first half. And really, the story's been Connor Asijan for the Badgers so far, Andy. He has come off the bench and really put on a show so far here today. 11 points early on for Connor Asijan in just 7 minutes and 37 seconds of action.
A point a minute would be just about perfect for him, for his career, don't you think?
I think we'd all take that. I mean,
Dayton, 17 rebounds to Wisconsin's 10 already. That's huge.
13-11. Badger basketball as we come out of the timeout. Marcus Ilver will inbound it for Wisconsin. And he gets it in, and Hepburn with it in the backcourt, working against Malachi Smith. And he works it across half court here. Crowell comes out of the right wing, takes the basketball, back to the basket, working against Holmes. And now Smith.